ओके ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम सो हियर नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट दिस सिक्स्थ चैप्टर ऑफ द छांदोग्य उपनिषद एंड दिस सिक्स्थ चैप्टर एक्चुअली इज ओनली चैप्टर टोटली presenting the subject matter of Vedanta. The 7th and the 8th also we have subject matter of Vedanta with little upasams, but the 6th chapter only chapter which is totally presents all the sections present only purely Vedanta. And here if somebody asks why should we study the other sections, other chapters also, I told you already, later on to understand the Brahma Sutras, it is very important for us to have the subject matter of, to know the subject matter of the Upasana section. At least what is there, you don't need to know all the, remember the mantras, everything. At least what was there, you should know. That is the reason I am just going through this slowly. Now in the 6th chapter, is important because it is only, it possesses purely the Vedanta. And here, this presents it begins with a story, like, the whole teaching is given in the form of a dialogue between a teacher and the student. So, Guru Sishya Sambhada Rupena. The teaching is in the form of the dialogue between the teacher and the student, and which again emphasizes the fact that Vedanta should be studied only with the help of the teacher. Independently, one should not study the Vedanta. That's also emphasized through this. Then here, the teacher here is the Uddhalakaha. Uddhalakaha. Say all of you.
Uddhalakaha.
Visarga. Again, Uddhalakar. Uddhalakaha. And he is also known as Arunihi. See, in Sanskrit language, the one can, one's name can be after his father also. A father. One's name can be after the place where he lives, or the language he speaks, or the father, the family, like that. So, Arunaha was the name of Uddhalaka's father. It's all not important, but still I'm telling you in the very beginning. We won't be talking about Aruna every day. The very beginning, you should remember, the Uddhalakaha is a Rishihi, and his father was Arunaha. So, Arunasya Putraha Apatyam Puman Arunihi. Arunihi means son of Arunaha is called Arunihi. Who is Arunihi? Who is son of Aruna? Uddhalakaha. And his Uddhalaka had a son, and who is known as? No, Shweta Ketuhu. Say that. Shweta Ketuhu. Uddhalakaha Shweta Ketuhu. And therefore, Shweta Ketuhu, being the son of Uddhalakaha Arunihi, he is known as Aruneyaha. Aruna's son is Arunihi, Aruni's son is Aruneyaha. I am telling you, these are all not all important. Okay, Hattamasi is important. But I am telling you these things because as part of the teaching I am telling you. Arunaha, it is also good for you to get this tongue to, isn't it? Arunaha, say.
Arunaha.
Arunihi.
Arunihi.
Aruneyaha.
Aruneyaha.
Arunaha.
Arunaha.
Arunihi.
Arunihi.
Aruneyaha.
Aruneyaha.
In Upanishad class, is it important to study all these names? No. But I'm telling you for you to get the words. Because somewhere you go and hear, somebody gives a talk and somebody says Aruneya. Oh, Swamini said only Shweta Ketu. She never mentioned Aruneya. That is why I'm telling you here, okay? Okay. Arunaha.
Arunaha.
Arunihi.
Aruneya.
Aruneya. So grandfather, father and grandson. All, suppose you are like now, you want to have name children with the grandfather's name. In fact, this is how we should know the affixes, how to name it, isn't it? Arunaha, Arunihi, Aruneyaha. And who Aruna's son is Uddalakaha, and Uddalaka's son, what now, Shweta Ketuhu is Aruneyaha. It's difficult to remember even one name. And Upanishad persons, two names, okay, for one person. I give you all these names. Aruna. So this Shweta Ketuhu, Upanishad starts the story like this. There was a boy called Shweta Ketuhu, who was son of Aruna, this Uddalaka. And when the time came, after his Upanayanam ceremony, etc., he was aged enough, old enough to go to Gurukulam. So the father said to him, oh, hey Shweta Keto. Shweta Keto, he calls. Why? In Sanskrit language, Shweta Ketu is the name Ukaranta Shabda. In vocative case, it must be Shweta Keto. Now he calls Shweta Keto. And he calls him and tells him, now it is time for you to go to Gurukulam and study the Shastram. Okay? And then because the father told him, yes, it's a time for him to go to the Gurukulam, this Shweta Ketu goes to the Gurukulam. Goes to the Gurukulam and he studies there. And when how many years? He spends 12 years. And when he becomes 24, he comes back. And he has a highly, highly learned, erudite scholar. He comes back. Along with the erudition and scholarship comes what? Pride. You know, the pride is the pride of, isn't it? With accomplishment, if you are proud, that is pride. Without anything, simply being empty also, if you are proud, that is vanity. Isn't it? Uddalaka was highly proud. And came back full of himself. I'm not telling, but we're going to see the words now. And here, I'm going to do the justice. In other chapters, I'm not doing my justice. In the sense, I only give you the essence of the teaching because we cannot finish the Upanishad soon, having one class a week. So, okay, once I settle somewhere, then we will plan more class also, I'm thinking. But therefore, I just give you the teaching, what is there in each chapter and that's going ahead. Because nobody else teaches the whole Upanishad also sometimes. Whereas here, in the sixth chapter onwards, every word I want it to understand here. We won't do how we did we're going to other chapters. Okay, so from sixth and seventh and eighth, I want you to understand every word. You don't miss even any one word. So, self presence that he came as very, you know, he came full of himself, highly arrogant, as a highly scholar person, as a learned person, highly learned, a great scholar. Then the father asked him, I'm very happy to see you back home as a learned person, and did your teacher teach you one thing? Give you that knowledge also. What is that knowledge? There's knowledge of something. Okay? One thing. Have you got that? Have you asked for it? Has he given you? Have you learned that also? What is that? There's one thing. By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known, as it were. He asks. Then this Shweta Ketuhu ourselves. In knowledge of one thing can remove ignorance of only the given thing. Physics knowledge can remove only physics ignorance. Chemistry knowledge can remove only chemistry ignorance. Isn't it? Any knowledge of any one thing will remove the ignorance of only that thing. My chair knowledge will not remove my ignorance of the table. Table ignorance, isn't it? The door knowledge will not remove the ignorance of the chair or any other object. Therefore, knowledge of any one given object will remove only the ignorance of that one given object. But how can that one, knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were? Known as well, isn't it? How is it possible? It is not possible to have such knowledge. Then the father explains. Oh, is there such a knowledge? Yes. Yes, you don't know my son. That is when he felt little, you know. Which I don't know. There's one thing, by knowing everything else becomes known. What is that? Then he asks, okay, now you be my teacher. I will learn from him, from you. And this is where for Brahma Vidya, the father himself becomes the teacher. And the student becomes, son himself becomes the student. Actually, in Vedic tradition, if the father himself becomes the teacher, the son learns the Shastram from his own father, he is highly revered. If we have a father who knows Vedas, and if we are interested in Veda, if we also study, those days, even today, if you go to the Shankara Math and all, there are some people who have studied from their own fathers, and he are really given highly revered, respected. And such study is called Niyama Adhyayanam. Niyama Adhyayanam. Niyama Adhyayanam is called Niyama Adhyayanam. What is Niyamadhyayanam? A son studying the scripture from his own father, which is respected a lot, highly revered. And so here Uddalaka becomes the teacher and Shvetaketu becomes the student. Okay, this is the background. Now let us start the chapter. Read the first mantra now, okay? Om.
Okay.
Shvetaketuhu.
Shvetaketuhu.
Ha.
Ha.
Aruneyaha.
Aruneyaha.
Asa.
Asa.
Upanishad presents like this. Begins like this. Shvetaketuhu. Ha. Aruneyaha. Asa. Asa means what? Was, had been, had existed, was there. Who was there? There was Shvetaketuhu. There was a person called Shvetaketuhu. And who was Shvetaketuhu? As if we know his grandfather. Upad introduces his words. He was the grandson of Arunaha, son of Arunihi, known as Aruneyaha. It is like talking to somebody who knows the grandfather. We don't know Shvetaketu, he is son of Aruni, Aruna. We don't know the grandfather also. But still we will know that, at least we will know the name. So Shvetaketuhu ha Aruneyaha asa. There was a person called Shvetaketuhu who was, the grandson of Arunaha, son of Arunihi, known as Aruneyaha. Got it now? The first sentence of the mantra. Tagumha. There only tamha. When I say tagumha, in Vedic usage, tam can say tagumha. Okay? Tagumha.
Pito vacha.
தம் பிதா உவாச்ச. பிதா தம், தம் மீன்ஸ் ஹிம், பிதா தம் உவாச்ச. ஃபாதர் டோல்ட் ஹிம், ஃபாதர் டோல்ட் ஹிம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹூ இஸ் த ஃபாதர்? உத்தாலகஹ. ஓகே, தி ஃபாதர் டோல்ட் திஸ் பாய் ஸ்வேதகேதுஹு. Father told this boy. Tam means him. Here him means Shvetaketu. Tam, that boy Shvetaketu, his father Uddalakaha told. Pita, father, Uvacha had said. No? Said. So, see, Uddalakaha said to his son Shvetaketu. What did he say? He's calling Shvetaketo Vasa Brahmacharyam. Next sentence. Hey Shvetaketo Brahmacharyam Vasa. So you are going to pick up the language also here. Hey Shvetaketo Brahmacharyam Vasa. Oh Shvetaketo, my dear son, வச பிரம்மச்சரியம். வச மீன்ஸ் லிவ், பிரம்மச்சரியம் வச மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிரம்மச்சரியம் வச மீன்ஸ் மே யூ நவ் லிவ் இன் அ ஸ்கூல், குருகுலம் அண்ட் ஸ்டடி. ஹியர் த வேர்ட் பிரம்மச்சரியம் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார், அண்டர்ஸ்ட் த வேர்ட் பிரம்மச்சரியம் நவ். What is to be understood in the whole section now? The word Brahmacharyam has to understand. Brahmacharyam means lifestyle followed by a student for the sake of studying the Veda. What is Brahmacharyam? Brahmachari means the one who lives the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, the disciplined way of life enjoined by the Shastram for the sake of studying the Shastram. If you want to study the Shastram, you have to live this way. Understand? So, Brahmachari, the adjective, the one, the student who lives a disciplined way of, disciplined life enjoined by the scripture for the sake of studying the scripture. Similarly, here Brahmacharyam is a lifestyle to be strictly followed by a student for the sake of studying the scripture. So, unfortunately, the word Brahmachari is always understood to be what? The bachelor. All the unmarried men are Brahmacharis or what? No. Brahmachari does not mean just the unmarried man. Okay, Brahmacharyam does not mean just the celibacy and the celibate. Celibacy is one of the disciplines to be followed by a student. Understand? Celibacy is one of the disciplines to be followed by a student. So what does the Brahmacharyam mean? Brahmacharyam is a complete way of life to be strictly followed by a student who wants to study the Veda and for the sake of studying the Veda. It's called Brahmacharyam. So, Brahmacharyam here in this context implies, no, Guru Kula Vasaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Guru Kula Vasaha. Now, here Brahmacharyam Vasa means, now it is time for you to go to a resident school, okay, and being there as a student. Living in a Gurukulam, studying the Veda under the guidance of a traditional teacher is called what here? Brahmacharyam. Brahmacharyam Vasa. Now, and then he says, why you should do that? He gives the answer. Navai Saumya Asmat Kulinaha Ananochya Brahma Banduriva Bhavati. He says, hey Saumya. Saumya again, what now? Saumya is an expression used to express one's no warmth and affection. Hey Soumya, O my beloved son, O dear one, an expression of endearment, is it? How, no, when you talk to somebody very close to you, you can say, hey Soumya, O, no, the, O my joy, you say that, no? Hey Soumya, O beloved one, hey Soumya, O my child, O my beloved son, Asmat kulinaha means anybody belonging to us, our family, our clan is called Asmat kulinaha. Asmat kulinaha, the person of our family, member of our family is called, is, you know, Asmat kulinaha. Na, why? Not even none of the members of our family, is it? Not in one member of our family. Ananuchya. Ananuchya means without studying the scripture. Ananuchya means without studying. Remained a Brahma Bandhu. See, Brahma Bandhu is an interesting expression. Brahma Bandhu means, see, one who studies the Shastram, Veda Shastram, is a Brahmanaha. Whoever studies the Veda Shastram is a Brahmanaha. Suppose if you are, you come in the family of a Brahmana and your grandfather was a scholar, Hadir Shastram, your father Hadir Shastram, you know, great grandfather Hadir Shastram. What about you? I didn't study, if you say, and you are a Brahma Bandhu. Understand? Brahma Bandhu is the one whose relatives are Brahmanas, whose relatives have studied the Shastram. Which means what? This person who did not study the Shastram. Understand? Brahma, we have another expression, Pandita Putraha. Pandita Putraha means the one, the illiterate person whose father was a scholar. But this person is who now, he did not study. If somebody feels, oh, he's a Pandita Putraha, means what? Son of a great scholar means, no, it is not a great expression. Which means this person is a, he didn't study anything. Pandita Putraha, we have an expression like that. Brahma Bandhu means what? The one who did not study Shastram, but one whose relatives are all informed people. Brahma Bandhu. So, Brahma Bandhu is the one, yasya bandavaha brahmanaha. Understand? He is a relative of, Bandhu, he is a relative of those who have studied the Shastram. Brahma Bandhu means what? The relative of those who have studied the Shastram. Which means he has not studied the Shastram. He did not study the Shastram. But he is a relative of those who have studied the Shastram. So we all should be Brahmanaha, Brahma Bandavaha. Bandavaha. Is it? I should know. Do you want to be Brahma Bandhu? Or do you want to be a Brahmanaha? Isn't it? Is it? Brahma Bandhu, relative of those who have studied the Shastram, is called Brahma Bandhu. Is it? So he says, Hey Shweta Keto, O my son, I told you I am going to do every word here, okay? O my son, Shweta Keto, Asmat kulinaha navai Brahma Bandhu bhavati. In our family, nobody remained a Brahma Bandhu. Nobody is a Brahma Bandhu in our family. Which means what? Everybody in our family is a Brahmanaha, not a Brahma Bandhu. So if you don't do Brahmacharya Vasanam. Understand? If you don't go to Gurukulam and study the Shastram, you will end up, what now? Becoming a Brahma Bandhu. I want you to be a Brahmanaha, not Brahma Bandhu. Got the verse? Therefore, Bhavati. பிரம்ம பந்துஹு இவ பவதி. ஓகே, and here the question comes, why Shankara Bhagavatpada says little bit, why the father himself is such a learned man, why should he send him to the Gurukulam to study, why does he advise him to, you know, brahmacharyam, why does he advise him to go through brahmacharyam? Is it a life of a brahmachari followed for sake of studying the shastram in a Gurukulam? And it is implied here that the father must have been a very erudite scholar, all them traveling, going around, giving discourses and talks. So he was not available. Okay? So he wanted to send him to Gurukulam. This is the tip given by Shankaracharya. So we understand. See, Ananucha means, you have to want to understand this word, Ananucha means without having studied. Anucha means having studied. Padith, na, having studied. Ananucha, without having studied. Nobody remains in our family without studying, without being given to study of the scriptures. So, Ananucha, it is, the root here is vach. Prefix is anu, anuvach. Anu, no, it has come from here only, we get the word anuvakaha, section. Anuvakaha is a noun form of anuvach. Isn't it? Anuchya means what? Having studied. Ananuchya means what? Without having studied. Without having studied the scripture, without studying, nobody in our family remains a Brahma Bandhu. Everybody is a Brahmanaha. So I wanted to be a Brahmanaha, not a Brahma Bandhu. So now it is high time, you better go through Brahmacharyam. Understand? This is the teaching in the first mantra. Saha Dvadasha Varsham Upetya Chaturvimshati Varshah Sarvan Vedan Adhitya Mahamanah Anuchamani Staddha Eyaya Tamha Pitovacha. Now he says, now quickly, the story goes very quickly. What happened? As instructed by the father, the son goes to the Gurukulam and he studies there. How many years he spends? 12 years. Dvadasha means what? Dasha 10. Dvadasha 12. Dvadasha Varsham Upetya. Having spent 12 years in the Gurukulam. Okay? Upetya means what now? Actually, Upetya means having lived with the teacher. Now, having lived with the teacher, near the teacher for 12 years in a Gurukulam, having spent 12 years near the teacher in a Gurukulam, Saha means that boy, Shvetaketuhu, went as a boy, now he comes as a young man. Chatur Vimshati Varshaha, 24, my God. Imagine, he comes back, a young, handsome man. Chatur Vimshati Varshaha. Think of 24, you feel so beautiful, you know, nice about it, isn't it? Chatur Vimshati Varshaha, like your Kiran. Chatur Vimshati Varshaha. No, he comes back. 24-year-old boy comes. How does he come? He doesn't come back as a Brahma Bandhu. He comes as a, after going to school also, some people come back as Brahma Bandhus nowadays. They go to university, spend so many years, come back, no, not having learnt anything. Sometimes, you know, they may get, but here this boy doesn't come back as a Brahma Bandhu. He comes back as a Brahmanaha. Sarvan Vedan Adhitya. Sarvan Vedan Adhitya. Having studied all the Vedas, all the Veda Angas, having studied all the Shastras, Vedas, Vedangas, not all related ancillary sciences, he studied all of them, Adhitya, having studied thoroughly all the Shastrani, Mahamanaha, he comes back as the person of wide knowledge. Mahamanaha means what? Person of wide knowledge. The person of wide knowledge implies what? Also the highly informed intellect. The person of highly informed intellect. Mahamanahana per arivalanaha. Okay? Highly informed person. As a wide knowledge, Mahamanaha. Not only that, Anuchana Mani. See, Anuchanaha means the one who has studied. Anuchana means one who has studied. Anuchana Mani means, the Mani means one who comes with the pride of being a learned person. Anuchana Mani, Padittavan and the Garvathodu Varahiravan. Anuchana Mani means what? The one who comes with the pride of being a learned person is called Anuchana Mani in Sanskritam. Is it? Mani means a proud person. A proud peacock, we say, no? The proud is what? Highly, the person who is full of himself, highly arrogant, is, you know, we say what? We can say Mani means just the one who is proud. Is called, no, I am a learned person. Once who comes with the thought, I am a learned person, I am erudite scholar, I am highly learned man. If he comes, he is called Anuchana Mani. One who comes with the pride of being a learned person is called Anuchana Mani. Mahamanaha, again one who is of wide knowledge. And therefore what happens? Stabdaha. Stabdaha means vananga mudi. Understand? Stabdaha means one who's now full of himself. One who cannot bend. Okay? One who's like this. Stabdaha. Stabdaha means what? One who is full of himself, one who cannot bend is called Stabdaha. So, nice words to learn, isn't it? See, luckily, when the teaching also is interesting, words are also complete sentence. Isn't it? He had nice to teach. I don't need to make a struggle. He comes back. How does Shweta Ketuhu come back? Is it very important for us? No. Because Upanishad is called Purvanga. It's all preparing our minds. How does Shweta Ketu come back? How does he come back? Stabdaha, Anuchana Mani, Mahamanaha, Dwadasha Varshaha. The young person comes back. Isn't it? Look at our David. You know, Chaturvimshati Varshaha. Chaturvimshati Varshaha means 24-year-old boy. I just said that, baby. Okay, Chaturvimshati Varshaha. Eliza baby also. So, Chaturvimshati Varshaha. How, having spent 12 full years in Gurukulam with the teacher Upetya, isn't it? Having lived near the teacher for 12 years, comes back this boy Shweta Ketuhu. How Sarvan Vedan Adhitya. The way you listen to my language, you understand Sanskritam sounds like a Tamil. Look at this. For you, English, isn't it? Sarvan Vedan Adhitya. Anuchana Mani. Mahamanaha Stabdaha. No? Yeyaya. Yeyaya means, it is something past perfect tense verb. Had returned. This boy had returned. With this qualification. Then the father looked at him. Oh, the father was so, always, I can understand the picture of, even though I didn't see how Uddalaka looked and his son came back. I can understand he was so proud of his son. Nice to see a father, for the father to see a son coming back, highly learned, 24-year-old son comes back, he studied everything. You know, he saw so nice, but he also understood, my God, this fellow, look at the pride, look at his head, you know, Mahamanaha Anuchana Mani, what an arrogance. He looks at, in one mantra he finishes everything, okay? Then the father told him, asked him, Tam, Yeyaya, full stop. The next sentence starts, where now? Tam, Ha, Pita, Uvacha. The full stop will be kept where? Yeyaya. Pita, Tam, Uvacha. The father, seeing this son, okay, the father told his son. Which son? Now not the same father. Then he said, Brahmacharyam Vasa. Now he, after 12 years, now we have completed 12 years, okay? After 12 years, when this boy comes back, 24-year-old boy, as a highly learned person, with full of himself, and with the pride of being a learned person, he comes back, and the father tells this son now. Look at the third mantra now. Shweta Ketu. So Pita Uvacha Kama, sorry, inverted Kama, no? Next sentence begins where? Next mantra. Shweta Ketu. Yannu. Somya. Idam. Mahamanaha. Anuchanamani. Stabdaha. Asi. Asi. Asi, full stop. He Shweta Keto. Yannu. Idam. Sorry. Yannu. Somya. Idam. Mahamanaha. Anuchanamani. Stabdaha. Asi. Stabdosi. He says, you are stabda, you are, my dear son, you are like this. How? Idam, how is this? You are Mahamanaha. You are Mahamanaha, means what now? Same meaning. The one who thinks that he is a learned man and one who has wide knowledge is called Mahamanaha. Then, Anuchana Mani, you are highly proud of yourself being a learned person. And Stabdaha, you are full of yourself. Stabdaha, see. Okay. Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha. Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha. He asked Uta, O my son. Here comes, see, we had the Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha. See the sentence now. Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha means, Adeshaha means teaching. Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha. It means, this knowledge? Did you ask for that knowledge? He's asking. Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha. Did you ask for that knowledge? The father is telling this son. What does he say? Did you ask for that knowledge? Tam Adesham Anda Padate Ni Ketaya. Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha. Did you ask for that knowledge? What is that knowledge? He says, Yena Ashrutam Shrutam Bhavati. Yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati. Yena means by which knowledge yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati. That which has not been heard at all before, still it becomes the heard. Anything which has not been heard before, known before, becomes the known. If you have heard one thing, if you have learnt one thing, if you had understood one thing, If you know one thing, by knowing that one thing, anything which is not heard before becomes the heard. Even if you have not heard also, it is as good as heard. Which means what? It becomes as good as known. All that, isn't it? By knowing one thing, everything unknown becomes the known. Everything, there is no unknown, everything becomes known as it were. Ashrutam Shrutam Bhavati means what? You may think you may not heard at all. But if you know one thing, everything is known, heard as well. Ashrutam Shrutam Bhavati. Amatam Matam Bhavati. That anything which has not been thought of by you becomes thought as it were. Avijnatam Vijnatam Bhavati. Anything unknown also becomes what? Known. So what has not been heard becomes the heard. Whatever has not been thought of by you becomes thought of. Whatever has not been understood by you, known by you, becomes known. By saying this sentence, what does Uddalaka say to his son? Oh my child, there's one thing. Have you asked for the knowledge of that thing? By knowing one thing, everything has becomes known as it were. Which means, you need not waste your time in knowing so many things in the world. If you know that one thing, everything becomes known as it were. Known as well. Isn't it? How does Uddalaka put it here? Yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati, amatam matam bhavati, avijnatam vijnatam bhavati. கேட்கப்படாதெல்லாம் கேட்கப்பட்டதாக ஆயிடும், அறியப்படாதெல்லாம் அறியப்பட்டதாக ஆயிடும். So what is that one thing? By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. So instead of wasting time knowing anything else, better know only one thing. Iti. So he stops. That is where Uddalaka stops. Iti vijna. Avijnatam vijnatam iti. There stops the sentence of Uddalaka. Okay, you have to be with me. Every sentence I want to learn, every word here. Let us see that word again. He Shweta Keto Yannu Somya Idam Mahamanaha Anuchanamani Stabdaha Asi. Okay, you are like this now. I ask you one thing. Uta tam adesham aprakshyah. Yena. Did you ask for that knowledge? Ask for the knowledge of that one thing. Yena. Ashrutam shrutam bhavati. Amatam matam bhavati. Avijnatam vijnatam iti. Iti iti means endru in Tamil, no? Endru ketar, is it? We say in Tamil, we say endru, no? It is called iti. So iti thus. This the teacher tells, no? Have you asked for the knowledge, for that knowledge, by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. The unheard becomes heard, the unthought becomes thought of, and unknown becomes known. Which means there will not be anything unknown. If you know one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. Did you ask for that knowledge? Then why did this Uddalaka tell this to his son? Tell his son, because he saw him being very arrogant. Isn't it? And he wanted to teach a lesson. And he also wanted him to really get the real vision. So he asked that. Then he's replying now. Look at this. It's a question, you know. It's a akshepaarthe prashna. This objection, this question, he questioned the father as he's objecting his, you know, the question. Look at this. Katham nu bhagavaha? Katham nu bhagavaha? You know? கதம் நு பகவஹ சஹ ஆதேஷஹ பவதி. ஆதேஷஹ பவதி ஹவ் கம் கதம் கதம் ஹவ் ஹச் டீச்சிங் நோ ஹவ் கம் தேர் ஹச் டீச்சிங் ஹவ் சச் டீச்சிங் இஸ் பாசிபிள் பை நோயிங் ஒன் திங் கேன் தேர் பி ஒன் திங் பை நோயிங் எவ்ரி திங் எல்ஸ் பிகம்ஸ் நோன் கதம் கதம் மீன்ஸ் ஹவு சக ஆதேஷக பவதி ஹவு சச் டீச்சிங் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ஹவு டஸ் சச் டீச்சிங் ஹவு இஸ் சச் டீச்சிங் பாசிபிள் கதம் சக ஆதேஷக தட் டீச்சிங் சச் டீச்சிங் ஹவு இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் ஹவு டஸ் இட் ஹேப்பன் விச் மீன்ஸ் He says what? It is not possible. If we know one thing, you know only one thing. It will not remove the ignorance of the other thing. Is it? Knowledge of one thing can remove only ignorance of that given thing. It will not remove the ignorance of everything. So such teaching is not possible. Doesn't happen. Saha adeshaha. He doesn't say does not. Katam bhavati, how is it possible? Which means what? He expresses what? It is not possible. By knowing one thing, everything else cannot become the known. But here, even though he is full of himself, he was very respectful to his father. How do we know? He addresses him as, Hey Bhagavaha. He addresses his, Shvetaketu addresses his father how? ஹே பகவஹா ஓ மை லார்ட் ஹே பகவஹா பகவஹா இஸ் அன் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் பகவான் ஆல்சோ வி சேஸ் இட் பட் சம்டைம்ஸ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல்லி வென் த சன் கால்ஸ் ஹிஸ் டேட் ஹி கால் ஹே பகவஹா ஈவன் தோ ஹீஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இஸ் வெரி ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல் டு ஹிஸ் ஃபாதர் தட் இஸ் அ குட் திங் டு நோட் இஸ்ன்ட் ஹே பகவஹா Nowadays, the children come back, the parents are so scared. They don't want to lose the children. However, they respectful they are, disrespectful they are, still we hold on to the children. Oh, my. For parents, why? Because the affection. They don't want to lose the children. No, they should not leave us and go away. So, however they are, still these parents are so loving and caring, isn't it? But... Imagine, but this boy, even though he is proud, still was very respectful to his dad. Hey Bhagavaha, katham saha adesha bhavati? How come the such teaching happens? So preparation, okay? Now he starts. Look at this. The most famous sentence all over the jagat. Whoever teaches Vedanta has to memorize this sentence.
Listen to me, O Saumya,
again, O my dear child, my dear son. Saumya means what? O beloved one, a pleasing one. Saumya actually means a pleasing one. Every child always should, supposed to please the parents. That's why we say what now? That's why he's called Saumya, isn't it? Saumya, O Saumya, hey Saumya.
ஏகேன
he gives the example மிருத் பிண்டேன சர்வம் மிருண்மயம் விஜ்ஞாதம் ஸ்யாத் ஹே சௌமியா ஏகேன மிருத் பிண்டேன ஏகேன மிருத் பிண்டே ஏகேன மிருத்
பிண்டேன
சர்வம் சர்வம் மிருண்மயம் விஜ்ஞாதம் ஸ்யாத் ஏகேன மிருத் பிண்டேன சர்வம் விஜ்ஞாதம் ஸ்யாத் ஏகேன மிருத் பிண்டேன சர்வம் மிருண்மயம் விஜ்ஞாதம் ஸ்யாத் மிருத் பிண்டேன If you know one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. He gives the example. Mrit Pindaha. we take a ball of clay. If you know what the clay is, then all the earthen wares become known as it were. The pot, the lid, you know, the tumbler, how many ever varieties of earthen products are there? All the varieties of earthen products, innumerable countless forms with the countless names, all of them are war. The entire terracotta, isn't it? All earthen products become known as it were. Sarvam mrinmayam. Mrin, mrit means mud. Mrit means mud. Mrit means soil. Mritika also means mrit. Mritika means soil, mud. Ekena mrit pindena. By knowing one, no, the ball of clay, all the earthen products become known as it were. You don't need to know separately, this is a pot, this is a tumbler, this is a lid, everything. Everything become known as it were. Syat. And here, when you say that, what does it mean here? Clay, we take the example here now. Here the clay, the mud, you know, the mrit, mritika, clay, soil, sand, mud, all the words we can use to mean this word, you know. By this one word, mrit, mritika, mrit, mritika. Mrinmayam means the clay is, you know, not made of, the pot is made of clay. Mrinmayaha ghataha, ghataha means a pot. Mrinmayaha ghataha means what? A pot which is made of clay, made out of clay. The whole pot is nothing but clay. Mrinmayaha ghataha. So every earthenware is what? Mrinmayam, made out of clay. All the earthenwares made out of clay, what? Earthen products. Clay products, isn't it? Mrinmayaha. When you say mrinmayaha, by knowing one thing, everything becomes known as it were, means here the clay is the cause and the pot is what? An effect. Between clay and the pot, what is the sambandha? Karanakarya sambandha. Clay is the cause, pot is an effect. And here, if you search for the, then what is clay? Remove the clay, then search for the pot. Minus clay, there cannot be a form pot. Therefore, there cannot be a word pot also. So, what is pot if you say? The pot is nothing but a word coming out of the mouth, your tongue. Pot is just the word, vak, arambhanam, a vak emerging, a word coming out of your mouth. Understand? Vak arambanam. Vacharambanam. Pot is any object. Pot, a tray, lid, tumbler. Anything you say, all are what? All the words are just the words coming out of your mouth. No? Why? Because the word has no meaning by itself, without the form. What is a table? What is a pot? What is a lid? What is a tumbler? They're all names, words. And all these words are dependent on what? The forms. And all the forms will, if you remove one thing called clay, all the forms will disappear. Is it clear? The forms are dependent on, the forms have no independent existence. Therefore, the words also have no independent existence. Name any word. Pot is just the word coming out of the mouth. It has no substance of its own. word has no substantiality of its own. Why? Because a form has no substantiality of its own. Nama and Rupa are what? Non-substantial. What is the substance? The only substance is the clay. Clay is the substance, and name and form are what? Non-substantial. Form and name are non-substantial. There is no substance called pot. There is no substance called pot. The form and word, name are non-substantial. There is only substance. Therefore, by knowing one substance called clay, all the clay earthen products become known as it were. So, what does it mean? Knowledge of the cause is the knowledge of the effects. By knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. Karana jnanena sarvam karyam jnatam bhavati. All the effects become known as it were. It's the knowledge of the cause, isn't it? By knowing one thing, the cause, all the effects become known as it were. Karana jnanena sarvam karyam jnatam bhavati. All the effects become known by knowing the one cause. Isn't it? He gives many examples. Don't think all examples are our own examples. All the examples are from the Shastram only. Gold, ornaments. You are going to see that now. You will find out. And then Upad is even giving the example of what? Iron and the iron products also. Metal products. Upad is talking about the nail cutter even those days. Nail cutter existed even Upanishadic times. Nakha krintanam. Nail cutter. So don't undermine. She's sitting all the time with this beard and all that. Made dirty people. Don't have wrong understanding. They were clean people. Wrong understanding, no? Isn't it? They're not barbarians, my God. Great wisdom. I'm really surprised to see the word nakakrantanam. We're going to see all the words later on. So, sarvam rinmayam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaraha. It's only what? Vikaraha means modification. What is a pot? Pot is nothing but modification. A modified form of the same clay. There is no such a thing called pot. There is only clay. There is no such a word called pot. A word pot is what? Just which comes from the mouth. There is no substance for it. A form pot has no substance of its own. Isn't it? The actual substance is what? Mrit. So he says, vikaraha is only modification. And this is what is now? Only namadheyam. Namadheyam means what? Just the name. Namadheyam means what? Just the name. A word is a name which has no, understand now, it has no independent existence of its own. Namadheyam. Therefore, which means it has no existence of its own, it has no substance of its own, it has no substantiality, means the only thing which has substantiality, the only substance here is the clay, the mud, isn't it? The soil. Mrittika ityeva satyam. The clay alone is real. The mud alone is real. Mrittika ityeva satyam. Mrittike ityeva satyam. Very famous sentence this is. Vacharambanam namadheyam vikaro namadheyam. Mrittiketyeva satyam. A clay alone is satyam. What when you go to this there's a kulalaha. Kulalaha means a pot maker. In India, if you go to kulala's place, okay, pot maker's house, from the big houses, okay, the big area will be, they will cover. There will be big fence. The entrance somewhere starts, the house will be somewhere behind. From the entrance until you reach the threshold, both sides you will see only varieties of these earthen pots, pots and pots and pots and pots and pots. And you count, oh my God, how many do you want? Big pot, small pot, many designs, and then with the, some what of the carvings, lots of varieties of products, so many. From there you have to count. If you don't know, I should take you next time when you come, I have to take you there also. Swamiji took us to this some lotus pond, he took us to this where other places. We didn't have time to take you to this Kulala's house, pot maker's place. If you go, the small hut will be behind, okay? The whole area will be wherever you see pots and pots and pots and pots and different sizes, different shapes, the containers, so many. And sometimes in the lids also. And then also you see this in Kartika, the month time, the Jyoti time, no? The Kartika month, November. We have also this, we light the lamps. Even the lamps made of clay. So many varieties he has. And then we count them all. And everything we see, every form we see, and we know the usefulness of every form also. Oh, this I can use it for ghee, this I can use for cooking, this I can use it for preserving rice and dal. You see the usefulness of all types of pots. They're very useful, and they're experiencing, enjoying them. Very useful, isn't it? What can we do with the clay? Nothing. Clay is useless. But all the parts are useful. They serve the purpose. They have a form, name, nama, rupa, karma. Karma means what? Karma is not a function. Function implies what? The purpose, the usefulness. The name, form, function. All the three. Isn't it? All are mithya. You know why? There can't be something called container, the function of containing is not possible. The form itself cannot exist independently. The name will just disappear along with the form. Then what is that one thing? What is the substance here? Clay. By knowing one thing called clay, which is the cause, out of which all these are made, all the effects become known as it were. Satyek, you can say karana jnanena karyam sarvam jnatam bhavati. But not by knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. And second thing is what? You can say satyek jnanena mithya sarvam jnatam bhavati. By knowing the truth, isn't it? All the mithya names and forms become known as it were. You need not know the mithya. Is it? Mithya jnana. Satya jnanena mithya sarvam jnatam bhavati. Everything which is mithya becomes known as it were by knowing the truth. By knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. By knowing one thing called clay, all the earthen parts, clay parts become known as it were. Why? Mrittika ityeva satyam. What is real is only one thing, one thing called clay, which is the only substance with reference to the world of earthenwares. Everything else is what? Mithya. Everything else is mithya. The Swamiji gives mathematics. 1 plus 1 is equal to 1. 1 plus 10 is equal to 1. 1 plus 100 is equal to 1. 1 plus 1000 is equal to 1. 1 plus 10,000 is equal to 1. 1 plus 1 lakh is equal to 1. 1 plus 1 million is equal to 1. 1 plus 1 billion is equal to 1. 1 plus 1 trillion is equal to 1. 1 plus the whole is equal to 1. Why? All the forms are mithya. Therefore, what about the words indicating the forms? They are also mithya. What is satyam? What is real then? one thing alone is real, isn't it? So with reference to the world of clay wares, and then the earthen wares, the clay products, the clay alone is satyam. Cause alone is satyam. All the effects are mithya. Isn't it? So read the sentence now. It's only one sentence. Now we'll read the other examples in the next class. Is it time now? Huh? Okay. I'll stop here. Next block will be more organized, okay? Because now I know how to talk about Sanskrit and where to stop everything. Read the first sentence because you have to memorize from here onwards. Memorize these sentences. Yatha saumya,
yekena
mrutpindena, sarvam mrinmayam, sarvam mrinmayam, vijnatam syat, yekena mrutpindena, sarvam mrinmayam, vijnatam syat. Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadheyam Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadheyam Vacharambanam Vikaraha. See, when you read, we say Vikaro, otherwise Vikaro Vikaraha, is it? Vacharambhanam Vikaraha Namadheyam. The word emerging from your mouth is nothing but what? The implies only the modification, isn't it? The part is the modification, a name. What now? The clay only. Therefore, Mrittika Ityeva Satyam. Clay alone is real. With reference to the world of earthen wares. Isn't it? Now you have to come back to the next one also. Now he's going to give the example of the gold. Then he's going to give the example of the iron. He gives the what now? One ornament. Understand, arrive at the gold. All the ornaments are what? How many, so many ornaments with so many names, with so many forms, all are mithya, only one thing is gold is right. Similarly, Nakakrintanam, the nail cutter, is going to give the example. So we'll read from the fifth mantra next class. Okay, today we have not touched anything. We have started the sixth chapter. We have just touched the sixth chapter, start sixth chapter. We have to do from the fifth mantra. Actually, it's from the fourth mantra itself. The actual teaching, just the story part today was nice, jolly, okay? Just a story. So, we will actual teaching from the fourth mantra, we will see next class. Even though I introduced the fourth mantra, it is not completed, okay? I wanted you to understand the words today. Vikaraha, Namadheyam, Mrittika, Satyam, every word you know, no? This mantra, everybody know here, don't you? Have you understood all the words? Mrittika, clay, mud. Satyam, no real. Eva, alone. Vikaraha, modification, modified form. Namadheyam, name. Vacharambanam, depend on the word like that. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tatsat Sri Drabhyo Namaha Harihi Om.